You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. I think we're going to wrap this series up today on the five lies of Islam. Lie one, Islam's a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is just another name from God for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book. All right, let's take a look at a few quotes from the Quran to show why Muslims who actually believe in the Quran and take it seriously can never coexist with Jews and Christians. Here's one. O ye who believe, take not the Jews and Christians for friends. They are friends one to another. He among you who taketh them for friends is one of them. Shura 551. Here's another. Thou wilt find the most vehement of mankind in hostility to those who believe, i.e. believe in Islam, to be the Jews and idolaters. Surah 582. Allah's messenger, may peace be upon him, said, you will fight against the Jews and you will kill them until even a stone would say, come here, Muslim. There is a Jew hiding himself behind me. Kill him. Dar Arabia, Volume 4, page 1510. We could go on and on. But years ago, this Sheikh Abdul Aziz, the Mufti of Saudi Arabia, made it clear that peace with non-Muslims is only permissible if the Muslims are weak. Peace with the Jews would be unthinkable if the Muslims were strong, he said. In such an event, reconciliation with Jews would not be permissible. It would be our duty to fight them. And the Muslims have grown stronger in the past several years, and their aggressions against Israel and America have increased. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about how Jack Black Pershing, he was a general that fought Islamic terror in World War I. He was a commander of the American forces in the Philippines, and a small Muslim community on the island nation began to wreak havoc against the Philippine government and the American forces. The American troops went out and captured a large group of these terrorists, and during interrogation by the military courts, the fanatics were heard to repeatedly shout, Allah Akbar, you know, Allah is greater. And the Philippines are the lands of Islam, so they were devoted to this. Well, General Pershing ordered them executed one by one in the presence of the whole group. So they lined the Muslims up, and Muslims aren't afraid of this. They believe that you can enter paradise if there's... They've died for their faith. But one thing that will keep them out of paradise is pork. So General Pershing lined them up. I believe there was 50 of them, if I remember the story right. And the executioners, first they roll in their sight, they rolled their bullets in pork fat, and they passed the fat through the barrels of their rifles while these condemned terrorists watched in fear. And then each terrorist, one by one, was executed. His body was wrapped in pigskin. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.